Coach Pruitt joining us now on the Midday 180. Coach, thanks for the time. How are you?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. So, Coach, here are the stats. You and your coaching staff in the 2018 NFL Draft, 21 draft picks, 8 first-round selections, 25% of the first round was coached by Tennessee staff. 10 picks were directly coached by you, 44 former players coached by you since 2012, including 13 first-round picks, and your staff collectively has coached over 120 NFL draft picks. So my first question is, how quickly does that come up when you're talking to prospective student athletes about coming to Tennessee?
Well, I'll be honest, I didn't know all those numbers. I need to get that from y'all so we can use that a little bit. But, no, I think we have a really good staff. We got good men on our staff. And I think their history of developing players kind of speaks for itself. You know, it's kind of unique that including myself, out of 11 guys, 8 of us started off as high school football coaches, but we've pretty much, I think everybody in the room, has in some form or fashion been on a team that has been part of the national championship.
Jeremy Pruitt with us on the Midday 180. Coach, the Titans traded up in the first round to draft Rashawn Evans. If you were a linebacker coach in the league, why would Rashawn be a player you would be lobbying your general manager to maneuver and go get in the draft?
Well, he's a guy that can play all three downs. He's very instinctive. He's tough. He's really good with block protection. He can cover. He can rush. And he's a good person. He's dependable, which is important. And when things get tough, you want him on your side.
When he lined up off the ball, how much of the defense would run through him at Alabama? How much of the steering wheel did he have once the offense broke the huddle?
You know, he was he actually played our wheel and our money backer. So for us, our signal caller has always been our mic and our money. And one thing about Rashawn that's unique is in high school, he was a defensive end. He played 4-3 defensive end. He played his hand in the dirt. He never played a stack linebacker. So his first 2 years at Alabama, he played outside linebacker, and he was pretty much used as a DPR, just a pass rush guy. When I got there in 2016, based off need, we moved him back to inside linebacker, and it was something that he had never did before, but he was a natural at it. So I would say, you know, his senior year, he was much more comfortable with being able to call the defense. We did not ask him to do it, but he definitely could have.
You know, we had a chance to talk to Rashawn earlier this week, and the thing that kept jumping to mind was businesslike in his approach to that interview and how he approaches the game of football. Is that something you appreciate in Rashawn and players and how they approach learning about the game of football?
Well, Rashawn's a serious guy. He had goals and aspirations that he knew he wanted to accomplish. He's a great competitor. You know, he's when it comes to getting ready for a game, he's going to be up there studying tape. He's going to do everything that he has to do to be ready, be prepared for every situation. He's just a very dependable young man.
Jeremy Pruitt, our guest, head coach of the Tennessee Volunteers.
Coach, going back to your current team there at Tennessee, you've been brutally honest about everything since taking that job. How would you rate your team's response to that honesty so far?
I'm trying to figure out what y'all want me to be. You don't want me to be honest?
No, we love it. We definitely love honesty, and it's a refreshing approach today because there are a lot of coaches who take a new job and it feels like they're hedging their bets already. They're starting to try to set expectations at a lower level. And I know you don't want to get into what went on at Tennessee before, but that's sort of what happened at Tennessee before. So it's new for a lot of people who cover this team to have a guy who's as honest as you've been about this team and the expectations.
Well, I think it's important that everybody knows where they're at. You know, if you play defensive back and you don't play with the right toughness, or you don't give enough effort, or maybe you're great at playing man to man, or you got really good feet, or you play the ball great, you need to know those things. You need to know what your strengths are. You need to know what your weaknesses are. If you don't, how do you address it? How do you improve on it? You know, so I think that's what you got to be.
When you're talking to this team and you're giving them that kind of honesty and assessment about where they are, can you immediately tell guys and how they respond on the practice field who's receiving that information in the best possible way and actually utilizing it to get better?
Well, you know, most of the guys, and I'm talking about wherever I've coached, you know, they want feedback. They want to be coached. They want to be the best player that they can possibly be. So, you know, it's really not been much. It's never been an issue with players. You know, hey, maybe they might not have realized that this is where you saw them or you perceive what, you know, their capabilities are. So, it's kind of awakening for them. But I think most players, they like that. That's how they want to be coached.
When you said what you said about the crowd at the spring game, that got some mixed reviews. Again, we appreciate the honesty. Fans haven't had much to be excited about with this team lately, which is a big part of why you're now the head coach of it. I guess maybe some of them are expecting you to be patient with them. Is that reasonable?
That, you know, it's probably one of those deals where if they're going to be patient with me. No, it's
that's a good answer.
You know, I mean, the whole deal is we want to be the best at whatever we do, and we've got great fans. There's no doubt about it. The passion for football at the University of Tennessee and all athletics, for that matter. I mean, what Coach Barnes has done, you know, we had a meet today, and you know, our swimming and diving. I mean, there's lots of really good things going on at the University of Tennessee, and everybody's bought in, and we're all headed in the right direction, and everybody's got to do their part. So that's something we got to do from a football program standpoint. We got to do our part. We got to raise the expectations internally with us here. So, and that's something that we're trying to do every day.
You know, and to be the best, you've got to put in the most at times, or at least up there with everyone who's putting in a lot into football. What's it been like working for Coach Fulmer in terms of what you need done in that program and him answering the bell with everything you need done to make this program one of the best?
Well, I think when you start trying to build a program or start, you know, like we are, we're starting over here. When you make the change, that's really what you're doing. You're starting over. I think it's great to have a guy like Coach Fulmer who's actually done it before. He's very familiar with what goes on at Tennessee, with what makes Tennessee, you know, what has made Tennessee great before. So it's definitely, to me, I would say an edge for me being a first-time head football coach to have somebody to lean on, to bounce things off of. I'd say a lot of folks are probably jealous of that from that standpoint.
Well, and part of that investment has been in strength and conditioning in the weight room. And I know Tennessee released a video with Craig Fitzgerald about all the changes coming to that weight room. And spoiler alert, there's a bigger emphasis on weights and lifting weights. And I know you've talked about this before, Coach, but this team getting bigger and stronger and really getting bigger is important to you. And you've shown that with some of the additions in this past signing class with who you're bringing in. How important is it for 2018 and beyond that this team gets bigger physically?
Well, I think it's the same reason that they have weight classes and boxing and fighting and all that. You know, the heavyweights don't fight the lightweights or the featherweights. So I'd say the bigger men you get that are good football players and good people and good students, the better off we'll be.
Jeremy Pruitt with us on the Midday 180. Coach, whenever you said you had some players that quit in the spring game, and you hadn't had that since high school, I believe, how did you decide to handle it post-game amongst the players? Like, did you approach them individually? As the new head coach, what did you do?
You know, it was, I think that Monday our guys went out on the road for the first time, started traveling, so I went back to the way we used to watch film at Plainview High School. We put the whole team in there, and we had one video, and I ran the video, and I coached the offense, the defense, and the special team. So, you know, everybody got to see it, and everybody understands where they're at, and they understand the expectations. And, you know, it's easy. You just got to say, hey, who wants to play with this guy? You know, and there's nothing like peer pressure.
Coach, the Big Orange Caravan coming up, but a stop in Nashville on May 17th, 5:30 to 7:30 at Nissan Stadium. You're going to be there with Coach Rick Barnes, and it's a chance for you to interact with the fans. I know that you are a football-first guy. There's no doubt about that. But do you feel like opportunities like this in this state are important to spread the brand of Tennessee football?
No, absolutely. I mean, for me, I like to meet people. I like to meet our fans. I want to get involved in their community, not only with at the University of Tennessee, but the city of Knoxville and the state of Tennessee. If we're going to get this going the way we want it going, it's going to take everybody, and it's going to take people from all over the state. And so to do that, we got to get out and meet folks.
Jeremy Pruitt has been our guest. Coach, thank you for the time today. We appreciate it.
Really enjoyed it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Jeremy Pruitt.